Hey everyone, I've been asked to do a demonstration of using the VMware Fusion program in macOS. Now, for those of you that don't know, VMware Fusion is an application for running basically, you can run any type of virtual machine that you would like. So that might be Windows, it might be macOS, it might be Linux, and you run it on top of your macOS desktop. Now, a few things before we get started here. I am using a 2013 MacBook Air, so I'm stuck on macOS Big Sur. This is going to cover how to use Fusion Player, not Fusion itself. And this is going to be for using it on an Intel-based Mac. I don't know how the process works on the newer M1-based Macs and newer. I know the program is still in beta, so it's not quite ready for prime time yet. I do know that... Oops, sorry. I thought I... clicked on something. I do know that in terms of being able to run VMs, you will only be able to run ARM-based VMs because the processors, obviously, on those new Macs are ARM-based, not x86. So my understanding is if you try to run an x86-based operating system on those processors, it will not run well at all. I may or may not get an ARM-based Mac in the future. It depends on what Apple does with, well, it depends on if they fix their issues with VoiceOver. And the thing that really tipped me over the edge and made my blood boil was the whole mouse thing. So apparently, if you have a desktop Mac and you don't have a mouse hooked up, you can't turn on VoiceOver to set it up initially. That is really stupid. There should be absolutely no reason to use a mouse, or rather to need a mouse when configuring the Mac if you are a VoiceOver user. There's no need for the mouse. There's no need for a monitor. But apparently it blocks it. Now, I've been told that in Ventura, that has been fixed. So that's the upcoming version of macOS that should be out October. I've also been told that that particular version includes lots of VoiceOver enhancements, both to new features and to bug fixes, but ultimately, I'll have to wait and see. So if I do get an M1, M2 Mac, it'll probably be an M3 because I want to wait until at least next year to see if they will continue to improve VoiceOver. But just keep that in mind. So I am using a 2013 MacBook Air. And I don't have a lot of RAM on here. I have, let me actually check real quick. Let's see.
Oop. Macintosh HD volume. Menu bar. Apple. About this Mac. Application toolbar. Mac OS Big Sur. About this Mac. Roundel image. Version 11.6.8. MacBook Air 13 inch. Mid 2013. Processor 1.3 gigahertz dual core Intel Core i5. Memory 4 gigabytes 1600 megahertz DDR3.
Yeah, so not a whole lot of RAM. Not the greatest Mac. But it's worked pretty well.
Finder, desktop,
actually,
Macintosh HD, volume.
That's a bug. I was trying to make the speech be quiet, but it has some glitches. Yeah, not the best computer, but it works. And actually, it runs Windows in boot camp much better than macOS, or that's been my experience. Anyway, the way that you get this is I will put a link to the page to get this. Basically, you go there. If you don't have a VMware account, you will have to make one. That process is accessible. It asks for your name, your email, a bunch of information, and then you have a CAPTCHA, but the CAPTCHA has an it has a button to play the audio, so you hit that, you type in the audio that you hear, and then you should be good to go. Once you register, you'll get to a page that has a product key, and this is the product key that you'll need to enter to activate your copy of Player. And there's also a download button to download the installer for Fusion. So my understanding is just like on Windows and Linux, you download a single installer, and then when you open it, you have to activate it either the player mode, which is free and has most of the features except for, I believe, snapshots, or if you buy a license key, you can enter it and then you'll get all the features of Fusion. So it's pretty easy to install. You download the file, open it, and copy the app file to your applications folder, just like you would do in standard macOS for pretty much all your programs. And then you run it. It will ask you to grant it some permissions. After you do that, you'll have to license it with your key, and then you're good to go. So, having said all that, I'm going to open the program now.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, volume, bootcamp, volume,
oops, hold on.
Applications, window, list view, table.
And I'm going to type in VM.
VMware Fusion.app application, open.
And
VMware Fusion, create a virtual machine, window, collection one item selected. Install from disk or image, selected, radio button has keyboard focus.
All right, so here we are in Fusion, and this is the current version of Fusion, version 12 point... Let me see.
VMware Fusion, about VMware Fusion. About VMware Fusion, application icon, VMware Fusion, player version 12.2.4,
12.2.4.
Player version 12.2.4.
Right, and I am using Player, not Fusion.
Close. Create a
which is free. I really wish this had been around 9 years ago because I paid like $80 for Fusion, and that was version 6. And they kept wanting to charge me for upgrades, and I wouldn't pay for them. So I used it until it broke in macOS High Sierra. So it would have been nice if this had been around back then. Player has only been available officially on Mac for about a year, I want to say. I'm not sure why they did that. Probably just because they wanted money from people to run VMs on their Macs. But this program works really, really well. This program and UTM, although that particular one is a little more complicated to get going, so it's not for the faint of heart. There is also Parallels, but Parallels, to my knowledge, is not accessible at all. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to support people that don't make their applications blind accessible, so I wouldn't even touch it. Apparently you can use OCR to make it work, but yeah, no, I'm not going to mess with that one. So here we are in the program, and this is the point where you have to make a VM. Now for this example, I'm going to try to make an XP VM because XP is extremely low in terms of its usage, so I can give it a gigabyte of RAM and it will run just fine, which is great because this computer doesn't have a lot of RAM. So let me show you what's here. If I interact
in install from disk or image, selected, radio button.
So these are the different options you have to create your VM. The first is to install from a disk image, which is the one that I'll be using.
Migrate your PC, selected radio button, section 2, section.
You can migrate your computer. I don't know how accessible this is, but essentially what you do is you install a program on your Windows computer that will basically make a copy of that system and copy it over to your Mac as a VM. I did this 9 years ago with a different program called, I think it was VMware vCenter Converter, and it wasn't the most accessible, but it worked. So I was able to make a copy of an XP computer, and that's how I ran XP on my Mac.
Install Mac OS from the recovery partition, selected radio button.
This allows you to install a Mac OS VM. So obviously, because you're on Mac OS, you can run Mac OS VMs officially.
Import an existing virtual machine, selected radio button.
You can import an existing VM. So basically, because this is VMware, they use a common infrastructure between all of their programs. So say if I made a VM on Windows in Player, I could import that here. Or if I made a VM here, I could take that VM file and import it into Player on Windows or on Linux.
Install from bootcamp, selected radio button.
If you have a bootcamp partition, so obviously this only applies to Intel Macs. If you have a bootcamp partition, you can either make a copy of that Windows installation as a VM, or somehow it can take the existing bootcamp partition and use it live, which is kind of crazy. I'm not going to mess with that. I don't have enough RAM to reliably run Windows 11 and Mac OS Big Sur at the same time. It's just not pleasant. Don't try it. I think it goes without saying, if you're trying to run modern Windows on a Mac or just in general as a virtual machine, your system needs to have at least 8 gigs of RAM, because modern Windows needs at least 4. And if you don't have at least 4, it's not going to work well. Also, since I'm talking about systems, if you're thinking about buying a Mac, go with the newer Macs. So the new Macs being the ones with ARM chips, so M1 and M2, because that is the future. And as we should all know by now, or at least if you've been paying attention, Apple is not shy about dropping compatibility for old stuff. So I guarantee you by 2024 or 2025 at the latest, this is being, well, okay, let me say this. This is being produced in September of 2022, just to put that out there. But I predict by 2025 at the latest, you will not be able to run Mac OS, or rather, you will not be able to run modern Mac OS on Intel processors. So yeah, if you're going to get a Mac, get a new M1 or M2 Mac, or anything that comes after it, because if you get something running Intel now, you will be left behind in a very short period of time, and you will not be happy. So, right, let's keep going here.
Create a custom virtual machine, selected radio button. Create a custom virtual.
And this last option lets you create a custom VM, so if you want to customize it and then add an installer, you can do that.
Install Mac OS, migrate your install from disk or image.
So I'm going to choose install from disk or image.
Out of section 2, section.
If I interact here.
In section 2, section, migrate your PC, radio button, in migrate, install Mac OS, install from disk or image, selected.
Okay, this is a little weird. Let me stop interacting after I hit, after I activate the option to install from disk or image.
Out of collection. Help. Cancel. Continue. Default.
And I'll hit continue.
Empty table. Action. Menu. Choose an operating system installation disk or image. Empty. Use another disk or disk image button.
All right, so this list is empty right now. I think it shows you the disks that you could potentially use. Let's hit the button to use another disk or disk image.
Column view, browser, one item selected.
And here we are in a standard macOS dialog to open files.
List view, table.
I'm going to change to list view with command 2 and hit command shift O for documents.
List view, table. XP.application, alert, system dialog, help button, alert, it alert, help, VMware Fusion.app would like to access files in your documents folder, don't allow, okay button.
We need to allow that permission, so of course in modern macOS, it asks applications to allow access to VMware all kinds of stuff.
Cancel, list view, table, XP.iso, ISO disk image.
Alright, so here's the XP installer.
Can't open button, use another disk or disk, table. XP.iso, Windows XP Professional, creation install disk file image, show in Finder button, selected.
Okay, so if I interact here, I could hit the button to show this in the Finder, and it would show the file. It has also picked up on the fact that this is an installer for XP Professional. This is XP Professional Service Pack 3.
Continue.
And let's hit continue.
Microsoft Windows Easy Install. With Easy Install, VMware Fusion will use the information provided here to automatically install Windows XP Professional from your installation disk and install drivers to optimize your virtual machine.
So this is pretty cool. VMware has an Easy Install feature that will automatically install this. This is very nice, especially for us who are blind, because the XP installer is not accessible. I could have made a custom VM, and then it wouldn't have prompted me to do this, but then I would have to either get someone with vision to help me or install XP the blind way, which I have been taught how to do that. That is very interesting. Basically involves using OCR and pressing a certain combination of buttons in a certain order.
Choose disk or image. Done. Configuration. Finish. Use Easy Install. Checked. Checkbox.
Okay, so if you don't want to use Easy Install, you don't have to. I'm going to just because it makes it easier.
Right. Content selected. Display name. Edit text.
Okay, now it's asking for the display name. The username on my computer is CWrite because that's just a convention that I have adopted.
Selection deleted.
Actually, we can do CWrite, sure.
UWrite, administrator, account type, password, secure edit text.
I could set a password for this, for the account in Windows.
Optional. Confirm password, Windows product key, edit text. Help button, Windows product key, edit text.
This is where you type in your product key. XP does require a product key. I'm going to pause the recording and type that into this box. So give me just a second. Okay, so my product key is typed in.
Cancel button.
Not really going to tell you what it is. It's not that I bought it, because, well, I didn't, but let's just say it's pretty easy to find product keys for XP. And it at this point, it's an abandonware operating system, so, I mean, I don't think anyone cares that much. And besides, if you really wanted to get XP, you could buy a disk off of eBay or Amazon that would have a key.
Go back. Continue. Default.
So let's
button.
Hit continue.
More seamless button.
All right, now.
More seamless button. More isolated button. More out of scroll area. Choose the level of integration. Finish. Configuration. Choose VMware Fusion. Choose VMware Fusion enables you to ship integration.
All right, so welcome. I had to
zoom integration. Welcome.
I had to stop interacting there to read this text, but here's basically what this window says.
VMware Fusion enables you to share documents and applications seamlessly between Windows and your Mac. Choose disk or image. Done step. Configuration. In progress step. Finish. Idle step. Choose the level of integration. Scroll area. In scroll area. Two items. More seamless button. More isolated button.
I think this controls the Unity feature, which, to my understanding, will try to run applications in macOS as though you're running macOS applications, so you can actually command tab between apps in macOS, and it'll activate in Windows.
More isolated button.
I'm going to choose more isolated for this particular
out of scroll
VM.
VMware Fusion will not share your Mac's documents and applications with Windows. To copy files between your Mac and Windows, use drag and drop.
Right. Like I said, if you choose the other one, it will share some more stuff with macOS. So, like, you could open applications in Windows from your Mac desktop. I'm not really a fan of that, especially because you still have to run the Windows. You still have to run a Windows screen reader on the Windows side. So, yeah.
Help, cancel, go, continue, default button.
There's also help buttons on each of these pages that will explain essentially the things that it's going to do.
Finish. The configuration of the virtual machine is now complete. The next step is to install Microsoft Windows. Choose disk or image. Finish. Virtual machine summary. Scroll area. In scroll area,
all right, if
14
I
items.
Interact with the scroll area and then go to the top.
Windows XP Professional. Guest operating system. Krite. Easy install account name. XP.ISO. Installation disk. Capacity of 40 gigabytes. New hard disk.
Okay, by default, 40 gigabytes. It sets some stuff up for you.
512 megabytes. Memory. Share with my Mac. NAT. Networking. Share with my Mac. NAT. CD/DVD. USB controller. Printer. Sound card. Device summary.
Right, it already sets up a bunch of stuff. Now, I want to change some stuff before we continue.
CD/out to change the default virtual machine settings. Click customize settings. To run the virtual machine now, click finish.
Right, so if you're happy with the options that it has chosen, then you're fine.
Customize settings button.
I'm not. I want to change some stuff.
Windows XP Professional.vmware.evm. Windows XP Professional. Tags. Windows save button. Windows XP tags. Where? Virtual machines. Show more. Share this virtual machine with other users on this Mac. Dim mixed. Some features will be limited when sharing a virtual machine. Sharing is only available when the virtual machine is saved in the shared folder. Vertical split. Cancel. Save button.
So it's asking me to save the file. This is going to be saved in a folder under documents for the current user called virtual machines to save.
Windows XP Professional. Settings window. General button. Sharing button.
Okay, this is the settings area for your virtual machine. Right now, I'm inside of a toolbar, I'm pretty sure. If I stop interacting... Oh, no, I'm not.
Default application. Applications menu button. Keyboard and mouse. Processors and memory. Display button. Removable devices. Network adapter button. Hard disk. SCSI button. CD/DVD. IDE button. Sound card button.
All right, so a lot of this I'm fine with. I don't need a whole lot of disk space in XP. The default is just fine. What's not fine is the RAM. Ideally, to run XP, you want at least a gig.
Hard network adapter button.
Also, I want to get rid of the network adapter. So if I hit VO space on network adapter.
Connect this network. Connect toolbar. Connect network adapter. Checked. Checkbox. This network adapter is configured to use. Table. Row 2 of 7. Available. Image. Share with my Mac. Share with my Mac. Selected. Radio button selected.
Now, inside of your virtual machines, you have different methods of using your networking adapters.
In table, row 2 of 7.
Let's just go through these real quick.
Internet sharing. Available image. Share with my Mac. Share with my Mac. Selected radio button. Bridge networking. Bridge networking. Bridge networking. Available image. Auto detect. Auto detect radio button. Available Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi radio. Custom. Custom. Available private to my Mac. Private to my Mac radio button.
Yeah, you have different modes. NAT will share the virtual machine's networking with your Mac. And I don't really want to explain what NAT is because that's getting into networking. And but yeah, it creates a NAT network. Bridged is basically putting the virtual machine on its own or on the same network as your host. So in this case, it will have an IP address that it will get from your networking gear and to all other machines on your network, it will look like another computer that it can talk to and things can talk to it. In NAT, it's basically hidden behind your Mac. So it can talk to devices on your network and the internet, but things on your network can't talk to it. Also, your Mac can talk to it, obviously, because your Mac is on the same NAT network, but I'm not going to get into what NAT is really in too much depth.
Out of table. The virtual machine is connected to your Mac using a private virtual network. The private network is not normally accessible from the physical networks on the Mac. Multiple virtual machines can be connected to the same private network.
So if you choose options in this list, it tells you what those networks will be like.
Table.
So like if I go in here.
Table. Custom, Wi-Fi, radio button.
Wi-Fi.
Out of the virtual machine appears as an additional computer on the physical Ethernet network, Wi-Fi. Name.
I'm not sure what the difference is between that and bridged.
Wi-Fi, type, airport, IP, 192.168.1.131, subnet mask, 2, system preferences, button, advanced options, help, button, table, this network adapter is configured to use. Connect network adapter, checkbox.
All right, I'm going to uncheck this.
Unchecked.
Because I don't want or need a network adapter in XP. I'm not going to install any updates. This is just going to be a virtual machine that I put together for testing, and so I can run some old programs.
Toolbar. In Windows XP Perf. Add device button. Show all button. Show all button.
You can add devices, obviously, or if I hit show all.
Unable to close settings. The settings could not be closed because changes are in progress. Windows add device. Advanced button, ISO compatibility button, encryption, startup disk button, other, camera button, printer button, floppy button, USB and Bluetooth button, sound card button, CD/DV, hard disk, SCSI button, network adapter button.
These are all the options that you can set.
Removable display button, processors and memory button, keyboard and mouse.
I am going to set, let's go into processors and memory. I'm not going to go through all of this because that would take forever.
Processors, one processor core. Processor selection pop-up button.
Okay, for XP, that's fine. XP doesn't need that much.
Memory, 50%, 512. Contents selected, memory size in megabytes, edit text.
So you have a slider that you could use to adjust it, or you have this box. I'm going to type in 1024.
Selection replaced, 1024. Contents selected, memory size in megabytes, edit text.
There we go, so now it has a gigabyte.
0.8%, stepper, MP, 4 megabytes, recommended memory size, button, 4 tap, recommended, assistant finished, image, computer, image, 3072 meg, advanced, help, button.
All right, so
toolbar,
at this point,
zoom, processors, one processor, toolbar, into Windows XP, show all button, add device button.
Let's see, how do we
close button, startup button, Windows snapshots button, devices group, virtual machine path image, Windows XP professional, enter Unity, enter devices group.
Oops, I didn't mean to close that.
Snapshots button, startup button.
Okay,
startup
this is
guest operating system.
Let's see, so this is the interface that you get when you open Fusion.
Out of toolbar. Toolbar, full screen, toolbar.
There's a toolbar here.
Snapshot, devices, group. In the expand, show settings, collapse, expand, show set. Windows XP, sharing, default application, keyboard, process, display, removable, network adapter.
Let me check some stuff here.
Connect network adapter, uncheck, checkbox.
Okay, so it saves your settings.
Zoom, minimize, close button.
If I hit the close button,
Windows XP perfect.
It
expand,
takes me back to this
outer
area.
Devices, snapshots button, startup button.
All right, so I should
startup
be able to
hit, guest operating system.
I should be able to hit the startup button.
Okay, side channel mitigations provide enhanced security, but also lower performance. To disable mitigations, change the side channel mitigations setting in the advanced panel of the virtual machine settings. Refer to VM. You are running this virtual machine with side channel mitigations enabled. Side channel mitigations provide enhanced security, but also lower performance. Oh, never show this dialog. Never show. Okay, default button.
I'm not sure what that means. You can turn that off.
Startup, dimmed button.
It shouldn't matter too much
startup
for
this XP. Startup is guest operating system. Snapshots, startup, start, devices, group, virtual machine path, image, Windows XP professional, enter Unity, dimmed button,
switch enter,
to Unity view.
Enter Unity, that's the mode that I was talking about earlier, where it can seamlessly, it tries to integrate with your macOS desktop.
Out of tool, suspend button, suspend, snapshots, devices, group, virtual machine path, image.
So,
find VMware Fusion, Windows XP Professional window, toolbar.
It's running.
This item has no image description, toolbar, full screen, toolbar.
I'm trying to see if it's actually doing something, though.
In toolbar, snapshots button, suspend button.
So,
suspend this guest operating system.
It's running.
Devices, group, virtual machine path, image.
The problem is I don't know what it's doing off the top of my head. It might be installing. Let me pause the recording real quick. I'm going to use my phone to take a picture of the screen. Oh, actually, you know what? I don't have to do that, do I? Because if I... Let's open up VOCR.
Finder.
Which is another program that you can get in macOS.
VOCR.app application open.
So I'm going to open that.
VMware.
And then hit Control, Command, Shift, W.
Finished.
And then I'll hit Control, Command, Up and Down.
00C8D Windows, Windows XP Professional Setup. Please wait while setup copies files to the Windows installation folders. This might take several minutes to complete. Setup is copying files. 33%. Copying. SPRIO800.dll. Copying. Please wait while...
Yep, so that is VOCR. I'm going to hit escape.
Exit VOCR navigation.
A very handy program to have on your Mac. I can do a tutorial of that too, but... yeah, so at this point, it is installing.
Devices group.
And here I am in the VM window. So you have...
Snapshots button. Manage this virtual machine snapshots.
You have buttons to show snapshots. I don't think you have the access to snapshots in Fusion Player.
Suspend button.
I can suspend it.
Snapshot. Devices group.
This group here shows the devices in here.
In devices group. Expand. Show settings. Collapsed button. Expand. Collapsed button.
And you can go into the settings and manage things. If I go to the menu bar.
Menu bar. Apple.
I'm just trying to show you things. To pass the time while this is installing itself.
VMware Fusion file.
There's the... Okay, so you have the Apple menu that's standard in macOS. You have the VMware Fusion menu, which has stuff related to the program, which I'm not really going to cover in too much detail.
Edit. View. Virtual machine. Window. Virtual machine.
The virtual machine menu is probably the one that most people will be the most curious about.
Virtual machine. Menu. Windows is running. Dimmed.
It tells me it's running, so I'm just hitting down arrow.
Suspend.
I can suspend it.
Restart.
Restart it.
Shut down.
Shut it down.
Pause.
Pause it. I'm not sure what the difference is. I think pause will pause it, but keep it in memory, so in RAM, whereas suspend will pause it and take it out of RAM and... out of your processor.
Settings ellipsis command E. Snapshots ellipsis submenu.
I can go to settings.
Get info ellipsis command I.
Get info snapshots.
Send key submenu. Send control alt delete.
You can send various keys to the VM.
Install VMware tools. Dimmed. Network adapter submenu. Network adapter submenu. Connect network adapter.
So then you have submenus for different things. So my adapter for... Networking isn't connected because that's was my choice.
Checkmark NUT bridged auto detect.
I can change the mode here.
Host only network adapter settings ellipsis.
Or I can go into the settings. I'm gonna hit the left arrow.
Virtual machine menu network adapter sub.
I talked about NAT and bridged host only. My understanding is it creates a network that's only accessible to the Mac. So in that case, the virtual machine can't talk to the rest of the world. It can just talk to macOS and to any other virtual machines that might be on the same Mac on that same network.
Hard disk SCSI submenu.
This is the hard disk.
CD/DVD IDE submenu.
That's the disk drive, which it's currently using to install XP from my file.
Sound card, submenu.
I can manage the sound card.
Camera, submenu.
I think that lets you manage your camera.
USB and Bluetooth, submenu.
Now, this will be of interest to some people.
USB and Bluetooth, submenu. USB and Bluetooth settings, ellipsis.
My understanding, and I can hook some stuff up to the Mac in just a second.
Virtual floppy, submenu. Sharing, submenu. USB and Bluetooth submenu.
My understanding is this menu allows you to attach devices to the VM.
Floppy submenu.
That's a virtual floppy disk.
Sharing submenu.
You can configure sharing.
Sharing submenu. Sharing settings ellipsis.
This allows you to add a shared folder. So you could set up a folder on your Mac and tell it to share it with the VM. And basically, it creates a virtual drive in my computer Or, well, I call it my computer because that's what it's called in XP. It's called my computer, this PC, blah, blah, blah. And this is where you do that. And then basically what you can do is you can copy files between your Mac and your virtual machines by putting files in that folder.
Virtual. Windows is running. Sharing. Floppy. Sharing. Submenu.
And that's the end of that menu.
View. Menu.
So there's a lot of stuff here that you can configure.
Devices. Group.
I'm going to run OCR again. See what it's doing.
Finished. 005. Windows asterisk P. Collect and get support for the latest. Information. Hardware and software. Dynamic. Update. Preparing Windows registered sign. XP Professional supports a large number of installation programs and has built-in support to the latest hardware. Installing when you insert a floppy disk, ZIP registered sign, disk, CD, or memory card. Windows Roam 4 digital camera, if Windows XP identifies the content.
So OCR is not obviously not perfect.
Exit VOCR.
That's just the text that you get when you install XP. Yes, it prints quite a lot of text while you install it. Those were the good old days. I mean, in terms of accessibility, no, they're not. But XP runs really, really well. And I think if they had just kept the interface and just built all the modern under-the-hood stuff, it would be so much better. But, oh well, it's all right. So XP is continuing to install here. What should happen eventually is it should boot. I should hear the boot sound, and then I think it will automatically install VMware Tools. What I'm going to do while it's doing this is, let's see. Man. I'm going to see if I can find my installer for NVDA 2017. Let's see. No, I don't think I have it anymore. I can download it, though, real quick. It wouldn't be too hard to do. Actually, let me do that in Mac OS. I think that would be better. So I can
Finder.
Command tab out of that window.
Boot.
And let's just go ahead and download NVDA 2017.3 because that's the latest version
Safari. Custom
of NVDA.
Open location.
So I'm just going to type this into Google.
Download .2017.3. Selected.
And first result.
Search result. NVDA 2017.3 now available for download.
Right. And
NV Access Vertical. 90%
on the NV Access, NV Access website.
So far, busy.
And
busy.
It's going to do the busy routine. I really hope that's fixed in Ventura.
NV Access Empowered News. NVDA 2017.3 now available.
Like I said, if Apple demonstrates that they can fix bugs and they can learn from their mistakes and they can make a quality product, like I know they can, because you see it in the iPhones and the iPads, I wouldn't mind buying a new Mac because I've heard that the new processors are really, really good. And it just makes me sad that they have to act like this and they have to act like a bunch of asses.
Form element, share this. NVDA monthly download NVDA 2017.3.
Right. Whoop, what the heck just happened?
NV Access, 3 items. Download and experience NVDA today. NVDA version 2017.3. The NVDA screen reader can be downloaded free of charge. NVDA 2017.3 for Windows XP. Instead, NV Access does not, however, recommend or support running this older version on newer operating systems.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
One-off donation, $30, $50, $100, $200, other, monthly donate, $5, $10, $50, other, no donation, skip donation, download, button. Cancel, toggle, allow, toggle button.
All right, so I hit the download button. Now it's asking me if I want to allow it in Safari.
Download button.
It just downloaded it.
Finder.
Close the browser.
VMware.
And let's run VOCR. So I'm going to do Control Command Shift W.
Finished.
Oh, look at that.
AZ. Exit VOCR navigation.
I just heard the XP sound. Let's try this again here.
Finished. 00, welcome. Exit VOCR navigation.
Now, I think what it's going to do now is automatically install VMware Tools, and it should reboot. So I'm going to just sit here. But as you can tell, this is really fast. I haven't paused this. I've been talking to you and trying to show you things as it's been installing. And it installs pretty quick. Let's do another OCR here.
Finished. 001 VMware registered sign. Installing VMware tools.
Yep. All right. So
exit VOCR navigation.
It's doing that. So it should reboot itself automatically here in just a second. And once it does, I should be able to turn on narrator. Yep. There it goes. It just shut down. I got to love the XP sounds. I can turn XP up once it comes back up. Now, to move your keyboard focus between the VM and macOS, there's a few different ways. I've heard that you can hit Command G. We're going to have to find out if that actually works. If not, I'll just have to put it into full screen mode and turn off VoiceOver, which I recommend turning off VoiceOver in general because it might conflict with some keys.
VoiceOver off.
So let's actually do that, and then I'll hit Command G, and let's hit Windows U. So the Windows key by default is Command. Okay, no, it doesn't like that. Let's do Control Command F, which should put it in full screen, and put my keyboard cursor in the VM. So I'm going to hit Command U. Oop, nope, doesn't like that.
VoiceOver snapshots suspend button. Suspend this guest operator. Menu bar. Apple. View.
Let me go to the view menu.
Show tab. Show all. Single win. Unity. Checkmark. Full screen. Resize virtual. Resize virtual machine. Sub. Show taskbar in Unity. Suspend button. VoiceOver off.
Okay, so I don't know how to do this reliably. I know if you hit tab a few times after you put it into full screen, it should send the keyboard focus to it. So now if I hit Command U.
Foreground window. Microsoft.
There's Microsoft Sam. All right, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to hit Command B, down arrow to volume.
All
right, so that's probably the best I'm going to get out of that.
Foreground window, recycle bin.
Here we are. I could turn the Mac volume up a little bit. Let's do that.
Pop start.
There we go.
Control internet toolbar. Internet MSN window files alt pop up menu. My recent my picture my mute my computer.
And look at that. Here we are in XP.
Foreground window volume control. Volume control.
I'm gonna close that with Option F4.
Start control.
And let's go to the desktop.
Reset control.
All right, now what I'm going to do to get back into macOS, I'm going to Command Tab and turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on Finder.
And it might be a little bit louder in macOS, but that's okay. What I'm going to do now.
Downloads, window, NVDA_2017, copy.
I'm going to copy the NVDA file.
VMware Fusion.
Okay, I had to cut out some audio there because I had some background noise. But essentially, I copied the file from my downloads folder for NVDA. I copied it to the clipboard on the macOS side. I command-tabbed back into the VMware Fusion window, and I hit tab to put the focus back into Windows.
Recycle bin.
And here I am on the desktop. I'm going to hit Control V.
Foreground window. List. Recycle.
And if I arrow,
the underscore 2000,
here we go. Enter. Hit enter.
Foreground.
NVDA dialog. License. I agree. Check. Off page. Checked.
I agree.
Microsoft narrator icon. Microsoft narrator dialog. Voice. Button. Exit button. Out. Exit button. NVDA dialog.
All right. I'm going to exit narrator.
I agree. Checkbox. Checked. I'll install NVDA on this. Install NV. Create. Continue. Space.
And
installing NVDA dialog. Please wait while NVDA is being installed. Success dialog.
Here we go.
Welcome to NVUS keyboard layout. Laptop.
Set this to laptop
use
layout.
Use caps lock space. Checked.
Use caps lock.
Automatic space. Checked.
We want it to start.
Show this night space. Not show camera. Utility manager dialog. Desktop
close
list.
Utility manager. Here we are. Now, I don't think the caps lock key works in VMware. Let's try it. No, it does not. Okay. No, it does not.
Start menu. Desktop list.
It doesn't work. Okay, so you'll have to remap that to a different key, which there's a few different ways to do that. You could install sharp keys on the VM and do it directly, or you can do it in VMware itself. Essentially, though, my Windows installation is good to go. Let's do a reboot.
Dialog. Turn off the restart button. All taskbar.
Just to show you how fast XP is.
List, unknown window, unknown unavailable.
It should come up here pretty quick. But yeah, so that's how you install Windows. That's how you get it configured. At this point, I could do all kinds of stuff. I do want to figure out, though, if I can I want to show you a couple more things before I go here. I want to see if I have access to snapshots.
Micro.
Oh, running Apple applications.
Out.
Okay, narrator.
Microsoft narrator, do not show this message again. Check space. Checked. Okay, but narrator dialog. Voice. Exit. Announce event. Read. Move map. Start. Help. But start narrator. Minimize. Voice.
Okay, so narrator is starting when I boot Windows. If I hit help here,
narrator tab control tree. Using the help viewer collapsed.
Turn off the help
narrator
dialog.
Narrator voice. Exit button alt. Exit narrator. No. Yes. Narrator unknown.
Okay, I think I have to go into utility manager. So if I hit Windows U,
utility manager narrator dialog. Narrator can voice. Exit button. Utility manager options for magnifier group list. Magnifier is not running. Narrator is not running. Options for narrator grouping. Start button alt plus start automatically when I log in. Checkbox not checked. Alt start automatically when utility manager starts. Check space not help button. OK button.
All right, so that should keep it from starting
folder view
automatically. So yeah, here I am in Windows. I can do all the usual Windows things. As you can tell, it's pretty responsive. Of course, we can always do this.
Welcome to Windows XP from Microsoft.
The good old Windows XP tour.
Brings your PC to life.
Close that. Let's go into. Let's type in Winver.
W-I-N-V-E-R. About Windows Dialog. Microsoft registered Windows version 5.1 build 2600.xpsd.0804132111. Service Pack 3. Copyright 2007 Microsoft Corporation. Copyright 2007 Microsoft Corporation. C-Right. Physical memory available to Windows. 1,047,984 KB. OK, but desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 3.
So here I am in Windows, and let's try turning on voiceover.
Start menu.
Nope. Okay, desktop I have to Command Tab out of the window.
Voiceover on Finder. Downloads. Window.
Close that.
Window. Bootcamp.
Yeah, so here I am in
VMware Fusion.
In
Windows
Mac
XP
OS.
Professional window. Suspend button. Snapshots button.
Now
manage this virtual machine snapshots.
If I go into snapshots here.
Windows XP help button. Snapshot tree view group. In snapshot tree view group, current state is powered on virtual machine current state.
Let me turn my Mac down just a little bit.
Current state out toolbar. In restore take button. Delete Windows Auto Protect Settings button. Auto Protect Risk Take button. Snapshot. Contents selected. Edit text. Click here to add notes. Powered on. Cancel. Take. Default button.
Wait, no kidding, really? This actually lets me take a snapshot?
Take. Snapshot tree view group. Current state is snapshot taken on September 12th, 2022 at 9:23 a.m. Virtual machine snapshot.
Whoa, I can do snapshots in Fusion Player?
Out of snap help button.
Okay, that's cool.
One snapshot, 2.9 gigabytes used. 70% slider, 70% help snapshot toolbar.
So, yeah, basically a snapshot lets you save the VM at a particular point in time. And then I could restore that. So say I made a snapshot right there, and then maybe I don't know, maybe I broke my computer or I installed some software and it did something bad to the operating system. Well, I can go in here.
Snapshot in current snapshot.
Can hit VO space on it. Actually, I don't think you have to. You just have to choose it.
Toolbar. In restore. Take button. Restore. Dim. Delete. Windows XP auto protect settings button.
Wait.
Out. Snapshot tree. In current state. Snapshot. In snapshot. Current state is snapshot. Snapshot taken on September 12th, 2022 at 9:23 a.m. Virtual machine snapshot. Menu. Take snapshot ellipsis. Take snapshot ellipsis.
Oop, I tried.
Snapshot.
Opening the menu.
Out of snap toolbar. In restore. Dimmed button.
Oh, wait a minute.
Snapshot tree view group.
Maybe it won't let me do it. Let me hit Command
Close.
W.
Close. Windows XP devices. Snapshots button.
Let's see if I can do something here. I'm going to.
Enter. Suspend. Snapshot. Enter Unity button. Switch to Unity view.
Let's see.
Start button control plus desktop list.
Let's just
recycle
do something here.
I'm going to turn off button off task.
Turn Windows off.
Utility manager dialog. Windows unknown unavailable.
And it should turn itself off. So maybe you can't restore the snapshots. Okay, I guess it allows you to take them, but not to restore them.
Enter Unity window virtual devices snapshot startup button start snapshots button.
Let's go into snapshots.
Windows help button. Snapshot tree in current snapshot snap out toolbar in restore dimmed button take button delete dim restore dimmed out of snapshot toolbar in delete Windows XP auto protect settings button auto protect settings button.
Now let me relaunch Fusion here.
Finder applications app VMware open. VMware Fusion.
Yeah, I might have been.
Window space with VMware Fusion containing Windows XP Professional. Display topology update request could not be completed in guest. VMware Fusion has new window. Snapshots. Startup button.
Let me get out
startup
of full screen.
Startup button. Space with Applications Finder and VMware Fusion. VMware Fusion has new window. Out of tool. Full screen. Toolbar. Full screen button. Tool in. Snapshots button. Windows help. Snapshot tree. In. Snapshot. Snapshot. Out. Tool. In. Restore. Dimmed. Out. Snap. In. Snapshot. Snap. Current state is powered off. Virtual machine current. Snap. In. Snapshot. Current state is. Snap. Out. Toolbar. In. Take. Button. Restore. Out. Snap. In. Snapshot. Snapshot.
Let's try to route the mouse.
Snapshot. Snapshot. Taken on September 12th. Out of. Tool. In. Restore. Button. Restore your. Don't save. Cancel. Save. This will discard. VMware Fusion will now restore the. Snapshot. Snapshot. This will discard all changes made to the virtual machine since the. Snapshot. Snapshot. Do you want to save your changes by taking a new snapshot before restoring?
Okay, so I should probably report this to VMware, but you have to route the mouse cursor to the voiceover cursor and then click, and then the buttons become available. So now it's asking me if I want to make another snapshot before I load this one, because basically what this will do, it will take the virtual machine in its current state and it will revert it to the state that I had it in at the moment I took the snapshot, which in this case was it running.
Save, don't save button.
So I'm going to choose don't save.
Toolbar, okay. Side channel mitigations provide enhanced security, but okay. Never show this dialog again. Checked. Never okay.
So warning about side channel mitigations.
Toolbar. Restoring virtual machine state. Start up this guest operating system. Display config. Suspend button.
And
suspend this guest voiceover.
I can
off.
Turn off voiceover. Control command F. Let's hit tab here. See what it's doing here. Oop. Well, I'm not sure.
Start menu, menu, desktop list, recycle bin not selected, 1 of 3.
So I guess you can take snapshots in Fusion Player. That's kind of cool. I didn't know you could do that. That's pretty slick. So yeah, that means that if you, you know, maybe you want to save a snapshot of your virtual machine.
Space selected.
At a particular point in time, and then you want to do something and you're not sure. Well, if something happens, you just reload your snapshot and you're good to go. So yeah, cool. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. So here I am, like I said, in XP. I have NVDA installed. I could do pretty much anything else that I might want to do if I hit Windows E.
My computer, tree view, desktop expand, folder.
And if I tab the list.
DVD drive, 3.5 floppy, DVD, 3.5 DVD, USB vid. DVD, USB video device, type. DVD, 3.5 floppy, local. 3 local disk, C. Type. Local disk, total size, 39.9 GB, free space, 36.9 GB, 2 of 6.
Yep, so I've got plenty of room because XP is tiny.
Desktop list, recycle.
So plenty of room for my programs and things like that.
Run dialog.
I can go to system information.
Desktop list, system info list, one list. OS name, value, Microsoft Windows XP Professional, 1 of 23.
So you've got all that stuff. We can go to, I can hit A.
A, available physical memory, value, 724.79 MB, 19 of 23.
Yep, just shows you how lightweight XP is. That's plenty of RAM. Let's check the BIOS.
B, BIOS version slash date, value, Phoenix Technologies Limited 6.00/11/12/2029 of 23.
All right, so we're doing pretty good there.
Desktop list.
Make sure the time is right. So let's see. It is 9:30. Let's go to the system tray.
Notification VM button. Volume button. Safely remove NVDA Windows CQ 9:30 AM clock.
Yep, it's got the right time. VMware Tools has taken care of that. VMware Tools will take care of quite a lot of things for you. I don't have network access.
Bluetooth devices button, VMware tools button.
Oh, it picks up on my Bluetooth too, so I guess, yeah, so you can share Bluetooth with your VMs as well.
Start menu.
So that's pretty slick. Okay. So at this point, I'm good to go. My VM is up and running, and I can do pretty much anything that I might want to do. Now, let's see here. Let me find a flash drive. Oh, you know what, though? Well, it may not like flash drive because I have a lot of them configured as exFAT. With the formatting, and XP doesn't recognize that. I'm trying to find something else here. Where is my USB sound card? Here we go. So one thing I do want to show you is if you are experiencing latency in your VMs, you can connect a USB sound card to the Mac.
Internet I want a toolbar. Turn off computer button U.
And it pops up an alert. So let me turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver, choose where you would like to connect C Media USB audio device. Remember my choice and do not ask again. Uncheck checkbox. Connect to Mac button. Connect to Windows. Default. Connect to Windows. Windows XP Professional window.
Hardware.
Suspend
USB
button. Suspend button.
Balloon.
Suspend. VoiceOver off.
Running applications toolbar.
Okay. Now what you'll notice is the sound is gone.
Start running application.
Yeah, pretty sure it's gone now. Because what's happened is I've connected this to the VM. And now it's going through my sound card. So this is a cheap, I think I got this for $10. It's a USB sound card. So it's basically you plug it into a port on your computer and it's got audio jacks for headphones and microphone. The microphone plug is in mono, but if I take the cable from my mixer that's plugged into the Mac and I hook it up to the audio jack of the sound card.
Start menu, menu.
Here we go. And actually, it's a bit louder now. But as you can probably tell, it's a little more, the audio is much better. Because in this case, the audio is no longer being processed by the actual hypervisor. It's being sent to the sound card directly. So if you have a headset or a USB mixer and you want the least possible latency, you'll want to plug it in to the VM directly.
Recycle bin one.
So here we are, and then I can do Command Tab.
VoiceOver on Finder, Applications, Window.
And if I turn VoiceOver on, it's going through my main sound card on the Mac because the virtual machine is taking over the sound card. And if I go here and go to the menu bar, and then I up arrow.
Sharing, floppy, USB and Bluetooth submenu, USB and Bluetooth submenu, disconnect C-Media USB audio device, USB and Bluetooth settings ellipsis, disconnect C-Media USB audio device.
I could disconnect it.
Your C-Media USB audio device from this virtual machine.
I can disconnect the audio device from the virtual machine, and it would go back to Mac OS. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Actually, I'm going to shut this down.
Menu bar, shut down. Shut down. Never cancel. Shut down. Click shut down to ask Windows to shut down. Shut down. Default button.
I'm going to hit shut down.
Task. Utility manager dialog. Windows is unknown and unavailable.
And Windows is shutting itself down. So that's pretty cool, yeah.
Display topology. Startup button. Start devices.
Alright, it's not going to use my sound card as the default in macOS. That's okay. I'll just unplug it and plug the cable back into the mixer. Plug the cable back into the audio jack on the Mac. And yeah, so as you can tell, that is working quite well. Let's see. The last thing I want to show you.
Virtual machine path. Windows devices group.
Turn this down a little bit. Last thing I want to show you is how to configure key mappings. Now, I think this will still work. So if I hit Command, comma.
Preferences, General, Window, Suspend the Virtual Machine, Selected, Radio Button, 1 of 2, when closing the virtual machine.
So there's a whole bunch of options here. I'm not going to go through them all.
Toolbar, Keyboard and Mouse Button.
I'm going to go to
Display Button.
The Keyboard and Mouse tab in the toolbar.
Keyboard and Mouse. Out of toolbar, profile, default, key mappings, selected, tab, 1 of 4, mouse shortcuts, Mac host short, fusion shortcuts, map certain key combinations on your Mac keyboard to keys on your virtual machine. To add a new mapping, click the plus button. Double click a shortcut to edit. Enable key mappings, checked, check, enable language specific key mappings, table, row 1 of 11, on command, Z, checked, checkbox, Mac shortcut, command, Z, virtual machine shortcut, control, Z, selected.
So this actually sets up a few of them by default. If you're if you know the Mac commands, a lot of them will translate to Windows. So, for instance, Command Z, if you hit that inside of your VM, it will map that to Control Z because that's the command in Windows for undo.
Intake Mac on Command X, checked, checkbox.
So there's cut.
Command C, checked,
copy,
checkbox. Command V,
paste. Check,
command P. Checked,
print.
Checkbox. Command A, checked, checkbox. Mac shortcut, Command A. Virtual machine shortcut, Control A.
Right, so.
On Command S, checked, checkbox.
That's for save.
Command F, checked, checkbox.
Find.
Command W, checked, Mac shortcut. Command W, virtual machine shortcut, Alt F4.
So this is kind of cool. So the close window command in Mac OS is mapped to Alt F4. So technically you could hit Command W inside of your virtual machine, and the program would translate that to the command in Windows. So that way you can continue to use your existing Mac OS keyboard commands.
On Control, Option, Delete, checked, checkbox, Mac shortcut, virtual machine shortcut, Control, Alt, forward delete,
yep.
On Numpad, Enter, unchecked, Mac shortcut, Numpad, Enter, virtual machine shortcut, right Alt, Alt GR. Right alt, out, add button.
So there's
add
some
key mapping, remove button.
Custom key maps.
Delete a key mapping. Add button.
If I hit add.
Combo box.
Now.
Command, uncheck, check, combo box. Option, shift, from.
All right.
Shift, uncheck, checkbox.
So now it's asking me the keyboard command I want to map from.
Control, option, command, combo box, to, combo box.
Let's just say I want the insert, or I want the insert key to be, let's just say, right option.
Command combo box.
Actually, no, you can't do that. If I hit VO space here.
Two. Combo box. In combo box. Button. Two. Combo box.
Okay, this might be another area where you have to click the mouse. So, route the mouse.
End of text after word.
And then click.
Two. Combo box. Help. Insert. Text. Caps lock. Tech. Help. Insert. Text. Clear. F8. Text. Clear, num lock, F8, return. Clear, num lock, out of a list, one item. Out of, select, clear, num lock, command, unchecked, clear, num lock.
Okay, so actually, if you hit down arrow.
Down. Up. Delete.
Wait.
Command, delete, combo box, command, dip to, delete, combo box.
Hold on a second, why is this not working? Oh.
Caps lock, text.
So, okay, if you hit. If you use the voiceover command to activate the item, and then you down arrow.
Clear, num, F8, F9, F10, F11, F12, F3, F4, F, hiragana letter high, hiragana letter ra.
That's some weird key mapping.
Right. Left. Out of list. Command, left. Combo box. Help, insert, text. Help, insert, remove from selection 0, right. Help, caps lock, text, 1 selected, black. Clear, num lock.
Actually, I wonder if it would let me map caps lock.
Caps lock,
so enter
return,
here.
Out of list, command, return, combo.
Oop, nope, so, okay, let's try this again. Activate that.
Help, caps lock, text.
And then stop interacting.
Out of list, one, caps lock, combo box.
So that's from caps lock.
Two, shift, uncheck, control, out, combo box.
And we'll just say, let's see.
Down.
Oop, nope, I don't want to do that.
Down, combo box.
Activate that with Control option or caps lock and the space bar.
Insert text.
Insert, and I'll stop interacting.
Hi. Insert combo box clear but cancel. Okay. Default add button.
And now if I go here.
Add a table row 11 of 12 on numpad in table insert. Insert Mac shortcut caps lock on caps lock checked check Mac virtual machine shortcut insert.
Okay. Now I think that mapped it to insert. So
add button restore defaults button.
And you can restore your defaults if you want to. Now if I close this window.
Close Windows XP Professional window. Devices group. Snap startup.
And start the virtual machine.
VoiceOver off.
Turn off VoiceOver. I believe I've mapped caps lock to insert, but we'll see if it actually works. Yeah, this window is not as accessible as it could be, but basically you can either type or choose the key to map on the Mac side, and then the other box is the key that it will map to in Windows or on your virtual machine. Oop, hang on a second.
VoiceOver, yes, no, do you want to try to connect it? Cannot connect the virtual device, ID 1:0, because no corresponding device is available on the host. Do you want to try to connect this virtual device every time you power on the virtual machine? No button.
No, I do not.
Windows XP virtual device ID 1:0. Windows XP virtual device out. Virtual device VoiceOver off.
Okay, it should boot now. Let's just see if it does real quick. But yeah, that's basically how you can remap keys in Fusion itself. It might be easier to use sharp keys, so you would install that in Windows.
Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 3.
Hit tab a few times. Should get me in the window. Nope. Let's do Control Command F. Then tab.
NV recycle bin 1 of 3.
There we go. Let's hold down caps lock and hit N.
N. NVDA 2 of 3. NVDA 2000 and NV recycle bin 1 of 3.
Okay, so it doesn't.
Your computer might be.
It doesn't like caps lock.
One. And recycle.
Yeah, so it might be easier to use sharp keys. So let me show you how that works. I'm gonna go grab the installer for sharp keys, and I'll be right back. Okay, so I had to download an older version of sharp keys. This is sharp keys. Version 3.5, I know this one works on XP. The newer one wouldn't. It gave me some message about the processor not being compatible. Let's see if I can install version 3.5. Obviously, if you're running Windows 10 or 11, you'd probably want to grab the latest version.
And sharp keys, with the sharp keys, yes button alt plus Y.
Now,
no, yes button alt
if I hit
plus
yes,
y. Desktop, my desktop list, new connection wizard dialog, welcome.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Desktop list, sharp keys 35, for, with the sharp keys, yes button alt plus.
Start what are you doing?
The sharp keys, yes button alt plus Y.
Oops, no, yes, and I can't read it because I don't have an insert key.
B. No button alt plus N.
Ah.
Taskbar.
Okay, I think it wants some kind of component. And it wants access to the internet. It doesn't have access to the internet. You know what? I'm not going to worry about this. Not right now.
Dialog. Turn off button alt. Taskbar.
I think it needs a version of .NET.
Windows log on window unknown. Window unknown unavailable.
Honestly, you could probably map something else to the insert key. So that's what I would do because this is too much effort right now and I don't want to deal with it. But for example, let's see if I can show you this real quick and then I will
voiceover
conclude.
Snapshots button.
Preferences.
Preferences. General. Win tool. When closing the toolbar. In keyboard and mouse button. Out of pro, key ma, mouse shortcut. Maps. Enable key map. Enable add button. Table. In table. Virtual machine shortcut. Insert. Out. Add. Remove button.
Remove. All right.
Add.
Let's add this.
Combo from shift. Op command. Combo box.
I'm gonna type grave accent.
Accent. Command accent to shift. Control. Alt. Combo box.
And in the toolbox, I'm gonna activate it. VO and the space bar, and then I hit down arrow.
Oops. Clear, insert, combo box, out, clear button, cancel, but insert, combo box.
Oh, it already mapped it.
Out, shift to, accent, combo box, okay, default.
So I think
button.
I hit down arrow, and it, that's the first item in that list. So if I hit okay.
Add button, table, enable language specific.
And
close
that window.
Start up.
Let's start this up.
Snapshot, suspend button. Suspend this guest operating system.
Yeah, so this is easier to do than trying to mess with sharp keys. I think it needs a version of .NET framework. I could install it if I really wanted to.
Voice over off.
I'm not going to bother.
Taskbar.
Now,
computer might be at risk. Anti-folder view NVDA 2 on 4.
There we go. So now if I hold down grave accent.
NVDA menu.
And hit N. Yep. There's my insert key for use with NVDA. So, that's how you do it. The other thing that you could do is you could, go away. The other thing that you could do is you could set it up in such a way that you connect a keyboard either to your Mac or to the VM itself. So if you have a standard PC keyboard, you could do that, and then all your keyboard commands would work just fine, as you would expect in Windows.
Voiceover on VMware Fusion.
Anyway, that is how you set up VMware Fusion Player. Let's see, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I should cover. Oh yeah, one more thing. Let's talk about where your virtual machines are stored.
Documents.
So if I go in documents, there's a folder in here called
xp.iso iso disk.
That's not it.
Fusion player key xp.iso fusion player key.
Actually, where is my virtual machines folder?
Home lit virtual machines folder.
Okay, it's in your home folder. I'm sorry, not your documents folder.
Open list view Windows XP professional .vmwarevmvm bundle today at 9:52 a.m. 3.28 gigabytes.
All right, so that's the virtual machine right there. macOS creates a bundle file. But if you wanted to use this in other programs like Player on Windows, you would have to extract files from it. So if I open the context menu.
Menu. Open with show package contents.
And go to show package contents.
Windows XP professional.vmwarevm window list view table. Atlas cache folder, caches folder, MKF sandbox, MKF sandbox dash one dot log, MKF send, MKF start menu dot plist, virtual disk dash 00002 dash S001 dot VMDK, virtual disk, virtual disk, virtual, 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 virtual.
Oh dear. Disk dash. Okay, so this is something I should have probably configured when I was making it, which I should have talked about. But if you go into the VM settings under hard disk, you can specify how you want it to save the hard disk. I should have told it to save it as a single file because this is quite ridiculous.
To start dictating, press the don't ask again
button. Dictation, finder. I don't know why that popped up.
Virtual disk dash 00002 dash S010.vmdk virtual disk.
Yeah, it split the virtual disk into a whole bunch of files.
VMware dash 2.log via Windows XP professional dash snapshot 1.vmem document. Today at 9:25 a.m. 1.07 gigabytes.
There's my snapshot file.
Windows XP professional dash snapshot 1.vmsn VMware virtual machine snapshot. Windows XP professional dot nvram document. Windows XP professional dot plist proper. Windows XP professional dot vmsd document. Windows XP professional dot vmxvm config.
Right. So there's all your files. Really, the only files you technically need are the files for the virtual disk and the, let's see,
Windows XP professional.vmxvm config.
That file, which contains the configuration information. But if you're not sure, you can always copy the entire thing over and then you could import it into Player on Windows and it would work just fine.
Close window, bootcamp.
But yeah, so that was a my bad. I should have configured the virtual disk to use just one file. It would have made it a lot cleaner than it is, but that's okay. Anyway, I know this has gone on quite long enough, so I hope you guys have found this helpful. This is a basic overview of how to use VMware Fusion. Let me turn my mixer off. There we go. And yeah, so I'm going to turn the Mac off. Yeah, that's how you use VMware Fusion. I assume once the version for Apple Silicon is out of beta and works properly, it should work about the same. Except, hang on a second. There we go. Let me put that over there. It should work the same, except you won't be able to... you won't be able to run things like XP because they weren't made for ARM. And my understanding is x86 emulation on ARM is very bad, so it would run like garbage. Anyway, that's about it for this demonstration. If you have any questions, comments, let me know. You guys take care.